This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Monday morning, 8:41, and it is time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up? What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Feed America. Oakland Unified School District is serving free student meals this new school year.
District.
That's what it's supposed to be?
Yes. I know, district, I keep meaning to change that.
The district is providing nutritious foods while campuses remain closed. Grab-and-go meal service happens Mondays and Thursdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Students in all OUSD preschools, K-12 schools, and the young adult program can get food at 22 different sites. For more information, visit OUSD. I got to get my glasses. I'm so sorry.
Is that what's happening here?
Yep. It's too far away from my face.
Get yourself a contact lens. Here we
Visit
go.
Visit OUSD.org/COVID-19 student meals. Good grief.
That went smoothly.
It's a wonderful program. It's just not
it is.
Something that rolls off the tongue. Anyway, here's what's happening. So we'll begin with good news about COVID-19 as the Bay Area has seen numbers drop. So for the first time in a while, it looks like we're turning a corner on the coronavirus cases. There's a new program in place, color-coded, which will keep each county sort of in a holding pattern for a week or a period of time, I should say, before it can move up to the next level. But there are some things opening up more and more as we sort of show positive signs. It looks like you're going to be able to get a haircut soon.
Oh,
I may be able
be
to
nice.
One day soon go get this tattoo finish that I started right before the pandemic hit. Sheesh. And ever since, everybody's been closed. So hopefully that's something I'll be able to go get work done on here soon. And that's what the story's about, that it looks like we're turning a corner and things are looking better.
Oh.
While we've been in lockdown, it looks like a lot of people, over half, have used their extra time indoors on home improvement projects. So that's a positive sign. You've been sitting there, you've been waiting, and finally you couldn't put it off anymore. You've had it on your list. You might as well do it. It's another day at home, and people are getting stuff done. There you go. The average person says they've finished
a can of paint.
Or they plan on finishing four projects around the house by the end of the year. That's pretty good. Yeah, I've definitely done a lot of things that were on my list that I'd been putting it off, and including home refi. Because I was just like, I don't think I can sit here and excuse myself for something that actually is mostly not that big a deal. Like, just do it.
It's nice to get that done, too. You cross it right off your list. And especially, painting a room or something, you know, having like, a brand new painted room. You're like, well, if I've got to stare at these four walls, it might as well be a color I like.
Right. Yeah, I finished my refi today. I'm signing the second refi today, and then I'll be done. It's taken, by the way, a refi should take a month. It's taken three. But, you know, these COVID times, I keep hearing that and just go, oh, come on.
I probably wouldn't have started it in the COVID thing. Like, we started ours in, I think, in February, and I don't think we signed it until maybe April or May.
Oh, so you got delayed as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, COVID was like for reals. I was fine with it because the interest rates kept going down, and I kept going, hey,
reset. How about a reset?
Yeah. Hey, how about that now?
Well, anyway, yeah, it's been a few months in the making, but I'm getting that done. And to tell you the truth, I wouldn't have done that during
without
normal
the pandemic,
times.
Right.
Yeah, I find myself being, you know, feeling overwhelmed, and so I don't have time. And because of the pandemic, I'm like, boy, it just keeps staring me in the face.
Okay, I'm bored in the house, and I'm in the house bored.
Gonna have Sang. To do it. So anyway, a lot of people getting stuff done. 4 projects by the end of year. Good for you guys. Spending time at home has also made us appreciate where we live even more. 7 out of 10 people say, quote, they, quote, love and value their home now more than they did before the pandemic. I'll tell you what, something that really gets you on a love feel with your house, evacuate it. Run for your life and then have to come home. You're like, oh, my God, thank God I get to go home.
Right.
It really makes you appreciate it. You can't believe
it. Because a lot of people who evacuate their homes never see their homes again.
Exactly.
I can imagine
right.
that feeling must be overwhelming.
You know what's now the trip, especially as I did that story earlier about how we're just heading into fire season, or what's traditionally known as that. And right. so there could be more on the way. I wondered, will I take as much stuff away from the house if given the time as I did last time? And the truth is, yeah, yes, I will. I'll try to take as much as I can away if it happens again, because I can't imagine what that would be like, thinking I could have saved so much more of our stuff.
Right.
And if you have to rebuild, you don't want to have to buy a new guitar. You want to be right. able to rebuild your house, not use that money for the bike you didn't take or the right. the jewelry
you
left.
Are
you
going to leave some of your stuff boxed up, or is it? Because that was like my feeling is we have these go bags sitting there. I'm like, God, some of those clothes I want to rotate out. I like those outfits, but I'm sort of loath to unpack them. But now, like, so what? Am I going to unpack that after fire season and then pack go bags again next year? It's like it's a weird thing. Like, when do I stop having go bags?
Well, I don't know. That goes back to the point, which is having had the time and I'm looking at my stuff, I'm like, I want all this. I'm taking mm-hmm. all my clothes. I'm not rebuying yeah. clothes. So I just grabbed all the crap I could carry and just did multiple runs until the police said, you cannot come back here.
Stop coming here.
And they pulled me over and actually said, what are you doing here? I had to explain. And then they said, you're done. This is your last load. Have a good one. And I went, okay, bye. Like, I don't want no trouble. Okay, no. I won't come back. So that was it. And I will do that again. So to your point, I put everything back. Like, I don't have a go bag ready. I put everything back, and I'll, if it comes up again, I hope it doesn't, knocking on right. wood, I will just start from scratch and get stuff together. Anyway, moving on. 89% of young adults now have a fear of being without their phone. That's not just young adults. That's everybody.
Yeah.
Your whole life's in that dumb thing.
It really is. Honestly, it keeps me entertained. I read my book on there. I do hard math problems. I FaceTime with my dad. You know, there's all kinds of stuff.
You know, it's been funny watching. So my mom visited last week, and it was funny, or whatever, a couple weeks ago. And she watches her phone like a kid. She's like a kid.
She's watching stuff on YouTube, or
she pulls out her phone. She's got it everything set up. She can watch her little soap operas right there on her. Or I don't know what she's watching actually, but if she gets a minute, whatever she's watching, she gets a minute. She pulls out her phone and uses it just like a kid would.
Maybe she's on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, maybe she's on TikTok.
I don't think she's on
TikTok.
Did she
know any of the dances? Did she show you any of the steps or anything?
You know,
Sandy?
She didn't. Maybe she has an alter ego on TikTok, though. Who knows?
Maybe.
I don't know, but
Sandy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
We're all using our phones a lot, and we all have that same fear. You leave the house without your phone, you go, I'm turning around. I need that
thing. Yeah, I need my phone. How's anyone going to get a hold of me? This is everyone I know is in here, all my things. Pictures of all my important documents. I mean, I got it all on there.
Being without your phone is called nomophobia, and they say almost 90% of college students have moderate to severe nomophobia. I think we all do. We've fully inserted our lives into these little handheld devices. And
We need them. You're 100% right. It's true.
Speaking of scared, Halloween's around the corner, and I still don't know what that's going to look like. But I can tell you, the hot new costume for this year, if you can actually do that, is Karen. Get ready to see a lot of Karens out there. That's with the sweeping bangs, the white, older, middle-aged white woman haircut.
Yeah.
With the sweeping bangs.
So basically me, I'll just be able to say, hey, I'm dressed as Karen, and I'll walk out of my house.
I think you need a little longer bang to complete the look, but sure.
I don't know.
You've got the short...
I'm looking very suburban housewifey these days.
Yeah, you are.
I try to make it cool, you know? It doesn't look that cool with headphones on, though.
Anyway, expect to see Karen this holiday, this Halloween.
Poor actual people named Karen who are nice people and not calling the police on anything out of order.
I dated a Karen for a year, and I'm sure she's not stoked.
No.
I haven't talked to her. We don't talk.
Oh,
but
there's a Karen outfit.
There's a Karen. Well, she doesn't look mad enough. I think you need to have a mad look.
Yeah. Gotta have resting bitch face. Yeah.
You need your phone handy. Oh, that lady's got her phone, the one pictured there. Anyway.
You need to be all, what are you doing here? You're not allowed to do that.
Right. Speaking of our phones, who knew you needed a camera everywhere you go until you got one put in a phone and now you don't?
Right.
You wouldn't. If someone put out a phone without a camera, wouldn't you be like, what are they doing?
What's the point of this thing?
You can't have a phone without a camera. How am I supposed to post without the...
Right.
What? Anyway, I didn't know I needed a camera on my phone until they put it on there. And then I went, I need that.
Well, so, it's just if you really liked cameras before, you had to actually carry one with you. And that was a huge pain in the ass. And now it's all in one device. It's a Famera.
Right. An adult toy company in Japan now makes weightlifting dumbbells with a sex toy in them. I wouldn't have seen like combining a sex toy with your dumbbells, but then I realized, I guess the weight of it would allow you to keep place.
A dildo with like a handlebar?
This one in particular.
Is this for men?
Does
it have some kind of sleeve?
And it does, and the weight
I see.
It's a dumbbell. It's a 9-pound metal cylinder that's indented a bit in the middle so you can grip it for curls and other weight training exercise, but it's also got a hole in it.
It's got an input.
Right.
I see.
I don't think you'd be using it while you weightlift and alternating exercises.
Oh, really? Are you sure you wouldn't just be like, you know, reaching your arm down and just doing those reps? That's solid upper arm right there. Hey, Bryn, can you see if you can find a picture of this? Maybe we could put this up on the Serenity Facebook page.
Why not? Is there
an adult show?
It's called Tenga, Tenga.
Oh, Tenga.
That's the company that makes it.
Hey, man, do you know about Tenga?
It sells for $520, that's a pricey toy.
Well, maybe it's got like a silicone lining or something, you know, something real soft and
it does have exactly something like that.
Removable and cleanable, is that?
Yes.
That would be definitely needed.
So back to my... I was sort of like, why would you put that in a dumbbell? And then I went, because the weight would allow it to stay in place while you...
Oh, you're saying you just like lay that on a bed and roll all over it?
I haven't, with
intention.
I haven't, yes, something like that. I haven't seen the picture, so I'm not sure, but I'm trying to figure out why you would include that on a dumbbell, and it has to be the weight. Must be the resistance you need.
Maybe, right.
I don't know.
You're not just hip thrusting it through a window, you know, or something.
One last story before we break. A four-year-old toddler found herself floating nearly a mile off the coast of Greece earlier this morning on a unicorn floaty.
Oh, no.
Apparently, and I do know this now more than ever, that kids will disappear on you in a split second.
It does. It's magic in that way.
This child, I guess, was in the water on her unicorn floaty and started being pulled out to sea by the current. Her parents weren't watching. They say they only looked away for a second. When they finally did look, they realized their child was floating out to sea. A crew of a passing ferry. By the way, I looked it up because I'm like, this story is written as it happened Monday. It's currently 6:55 p.m. in Greece.
Oh.
Just so you know.
So they're about 10 hours ahead of us.
Whatever you say. Anyway, the crew of a passing ferry, approximately 1,600 feet off the coast, spotted the child and her inflatable companion drifting further and further away from shore. And the captain of the boat, Grigoris Narnesis,
Heliopolis.
Yeah. Pulled carefully near the child, and they were able to pull the child on board without anyone getting hurt. They say the little one was not cool. She was frozen with fear.
I'll bet.
As the strong current had literally pulled her out to sea. But they were able to position the boat in a way so that the little thing she was on wouldn't end up underneath the ship. Mm. And they were able to pull her to safety and reunite her with her parents.
Oh, a happy ending. We need
those. And her parents, unfortunately, will never look away from her again until she's 18.
Right.
Yikes.
That's, you know, but she probably wants that now. I mean, she was petrified. How old was she? Three?
Let me see if I had
four.
That.
A four-year-old?
Four-year-old, yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be pretty goddamn traumatic.
Yeah, yep.
Never let me out of your sight again, Mommy and Daddy. You guys are terrible parents. How could you let this happen?
So between that and the kite flying, we see two kids safely rescued from pretty dangerous situations. If you don't know the kite story, look on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I'll be back with Tex after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.